gonna do.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea.
Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit down.
Here's an idea.
Welcome to Here's an Idea, the Explosum Writers Room podcast. It's the Explosum Boys.
Yes, it is. That I am one of them.
How?
What do you mean, how?
I mean, who?
I always have been.
Oh, and I'm Chris.
Okay, we're done. Good intro, guys. I'm Joel. Who's the other one?
I'm Dave.
Okay.
And I'm then, the one that was talking before I was rudely cut off by Chris there.
Well,
welcome to Here's an Idea Explosum podcast, where we make up scripts on the go poorly.
And is this your impression of Joel? Hey.
In the studio today is...
Chris, is your New Year's resolution to cut Dave off? Because that's fine with me.
Yeah, I was trying to cut both of you off. I still need to get better at it. You know, it's the top of the year. It's a brand new year. Sure. We've shed the 2018 skin, and we're now a nice, wet, pink podcast.
Out of my rough scales of 2018.
Yeah, I was about to say, what kind of shiny, slithery snake are we here? A coral snake or more of
I've been pushing against rocks to try and get my skin off, and... So far, it's going pretty good.
What, like scratching your back up against the rock?
Yeah.
I mean, that will work eventually if you keep going that way.
My kid has a gecko, and it's the hardest part of getting your skin off, I've learned from this gecko, is the nose.
What do you mean?
Really?
Like,
yeah, you a big old chunk of dead skin stays on your face because you've pushed your body against all the rocks, but you don't really want to shove your eyeballs into rocks, I guess.
So let me get this straight. You guys live in a place where geckos are running freely everywhere.
And you go to a pet store and buy one? And put it in a cage. No, I understand the hypocrisy. We have one special gecko that we feed, and then 10,000 non-special geckos that infest the rest of our lives.
You know, he was probably kidnapped from outside and taken straight to PetSmart.
Probably.
And now he's like fucking Fifel in your house looking out the window going,
Yeah. You know, yep. he just was sent to the pet store for all the crimes he committed and gecko law.
Jail.
Yeah.
Gecko jail. That's it, you little bastard. You're going to gecko jail.
No, I didn't do it.
You went and ate Terry's bugs when his back was turned.
I didn't do it, you see?
You fucking did. You got all the evidence right here.
I didn't do anything. You'd never take me alive.
You got
Since this one is about a fucking foot long now, if we kept and nurtured the little babies from outside, if they would ever get that big, or do they just all get eaten by birds before then?
Well,
you need a big bird to get rid of them.
What was the ingredients to make Godzilla? I guess it was just nuclear testing.
Radiation.
Yeah.
And lizard.
Marzipan.
And marzipan.
Yeah, separate the eggs.
And shell chocolate.
What chocolate?
You know, the kind that turns hard when you pour it on ice cream.
Oh,
that's that good stuff.
I have a question.
Please.
Why don't you be a good owner to your gecko and hold his nose, hold him straight up vertically, and peel him like a banana?
Oh, just peel four slices off my gecko?
Four yummy slices.
Or you can squeeze them till they pop out of the skin.
That's true.
Like grab the tail and push?
I guess so.
Like a toothpaste.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
welcome to Gecko Talk.
I think it's over.
Okay.
I think we've run that into the ground.
I was trying to tell you a story before we started recording, and it was...
I didn't interrupt you this time.
I know, but we started recording, and it stopped.
Story time.
I was trying to tell you how Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson used to be friends until Paul McCartney said, "You know, Michael, if you ever want to make $1 billion like me, you got to buy publishing rights."
Really?
What is this accent?
I don't know.
Okay.
Ooh, maybe he's up here. If you ever want to buy... That's Aussie.
No. Yeah, that's way more Aussie.
No, it's not. I'm not Aussie.
That's
I'm Paul.
Old Aussie.
Well, maybe he's a bit lower then.
Like this. He's like, "You know, Michael, if you ever want to get super rich, you got to buy publishing rights from different artists." And he's like, "Oh, really, Paul McCartney? That's a pretty good idea." And then they show up to the same auction. And they go, "Oh, all right, up for auction. All of the Beatles songs. See, we've got one here. Hello, Paul.
Hello. All right. I'm hoping to buy them back."
"Yeah, I'm not going to bid or nothing. Yeah, I'm not going to do anything."
Are you
all
sure?
"Right, Ed, can we start the bidding at 100 million quid? Yeah, go on then. That'll be me. All right, 150.
Rubbing my hands in glee.
All right, 200. Yeah, all right, 270.
Yeah. 300 million.
What the fuck, Michael?
I got you, you bitch.
Bloody wanker.
I got you now.
I fucking nailed you, you motherfucker.
Oh, Jimbo! I own you.
Chris, you gotta join in, buddy. Who are you and the auctioneer?
Well, I know there's Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson are taken, so
what if
I'll
Bowie
be the
was
Beatles
there?
Songs.
Bowie could be there.
I don't really want any songs. I just want to be groovy, baby.
Well, that's why nobody likes you.
What I would do is ask them all to do a fine rendition of We Are the World afterwards, but Paul would be pissed after that auction.
We are the world. Bloody world.
We used to be friends.
He should have just
but
gone in.
Everybody was a bloody wanker and took all my stuff.
Paul should have just went to Joe Jackson and get all the Jackson 5 publishing rights.
Yeah, really. Or
it could be a musical Cold War.
Tips on how to beat Michael.
Like Paul couldn't beat Michael in a fight?
Well, yeah, he was like, so Joe, where's the best place to punch him if you really want to knock him down? Aw, you know, Michael, you gotta punch that motherfucker right in the face.
No,
you just gotta
beat it. He has no more nose bone.
That's why. That's where it all went.
Yeah, but...
Oh, shit. Do you think Joe Jackson went to punch him in the face one time and his hand went right through his
like,
fucking...
Like paper.
Through his cranium and he went...
Can't punch a nose if I don't have one, motherfucker.
Yeah, his face was like wet toilet paper towards the end.
Yeah, he purposely made his like face very malleable. So,
it's like the bit in Terminator 2 where Arnold punches the T-1000 in the head. And his
grabs
fucking,
it.
Yeah, and his wrist is stuck right through it.
Oh, no.
This boy's got a hula hoop for a head.
I'll tell you something, Michael Jack. Oh, wait, I lost the voice entirely. I'll tell you something, Michael Jack.
What you gonna do, Paul?
Nothing. You gonna punch my leg?
You guys are making me feel schizophrenic.
I know, right?
What do you mean?
Two Michaels, two Pauls?
Yeah, two Michaels, two Pauls, different voices changing every 2 seconds.
Starring Tom Selleck.
What a good band that would be, though. Two Paul McCartneys on bass and drums.
Can we get, like, a celebrity fight club going?
Michael Jackson on...
is that a relative of the trombone?
The trombone. Yeah. The trombone.
And to my left, we have... Paul McCartney on the bass
Hello.
And drums. To my right, we have virtuoso trombonist Steve Sminksky. And over here, we have Michael Jackson on the trombone. Thank you very much. And David Bowie on the piano and vox.
Hello. I'm sick. I'm quite sick
anyway,
today.
I'm sick.
I had too many peppers in milk.
Peppers and milk.
That's what his diet
through
was.
A period where that's all he ate.
Yeah, and cocaine.
I thought, cocaine and penises is all he ate for a while.
I think that turned him into a Nazi for a bit.
We don't talk about that.
Okay.
We don't like to talk about that.
He was into black magic. I'm not sure if he was... Oh, maybe he wasn't a Nazi.
Maybe he liked
know.
Wolfenstein.
Yeah, he was just a big 3D shooter fan. Sure, why not?
I really like the FPS, but I don't like the way they're going.
I feel like... It's important that we acknowledge two things. One is that it's Rob's birthday and he's not here.
Yay!
He's got that.
Happy
he went off
birthday.
To Belize and he got conveniently very ill on the day of his birthday.
Yeah. On this, the day of his birth, I feel like he opened his butthole up at Belize and just let bugs form a train.
Come on, boys. Come on in.
Come on, buggies.
Yeah, he was like Noah's Ark to all those bugs.
Two by two. Keep it two by two.
All right, we got two grasshoppers. We got two little grubby wubs. We got two
bunch of bot flies.
Ow.
Bunch of bot flies.
Ow.
All right, we only need two bot flies. There's no room in me ass. You'll have to get up in me eyes.
Ow.
But my babies.
Yeah. And we got worms. Where's the worms? Worms present and correct. All right, no room in me asshole, get in me feet.
Oh my God, I saw the worst thing I've ever seen. Chris, this will be your territory. Have you ever heard of mango worms?
No, I don't think so.
Mango worms are like botfly larvae, but they sort of live, like I think they're not going anywhere. They get in animals' feet. And then you're like, whoa, those feet look kind of puffy. And then you squeeze them and like 10,000 grub worms come out of their pores.
And then you're a mommy.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have a whole bunch of babies.
I wonder if you could like train them to slither for you.
Go,
so you can
my
sort of
worms.
Skate across the ground, maybe.
It's like, hey, do my toes look weird?
Like Big Hero 6.
Something like that, yeah.
There's just a million worms carrying you through the air.
Or you can walk up walls or something.
Hmm. Yeah, that dude, get all your worm powers.
At least yeah. Spider-Man, I think. Yeah.
At least Spider-Man.
What's the worst bug that Peter Parker could have gotten bit by?
Mosquito Man?
Well, I mean, we saw that. That's the fly. We know how bad that would be.
We need a mosquito.
Is that a mosquito?
That fly is not a mosquito.
I mean, what's the difference? What's the difference?
I would say a June bug.
Oh, so he just flips over on his back?
He's just kind of flopping over and he's stuck. And you feel bad for him, so you just put him out of his misery.
Quick, June Bug Man, Dr. Octopus is robbing a bank! And he's upside down in a pool going,
When I first came to the United States, 11 years ago? No, 12 years ago. It's 2019. We went to San Diego on a trip from Dallas. Absolute nightmare. Don't recommend doing it. But the first time I met Chris, within at least 30 minutes, I watched him punch a June Bug out of the air.
It was
incredible.
Yeah.
And I was terrified of these things. They looked like little bicycle helmets.
We were sitting at SeaWorld getting ready to see Shamu slap that tail, you know, doing this thing. And yeah, big old June bug started flying around and everyone in the stands was like, and I just stand up and punch it out of the air.
Yeah, did you feel an impact?
Yeah, of course. Pow! Those things are like the size of quarter? 50 cent piece?
Oh, I was going to say, it was like an apple-sized June bug.
It was impressive,
Kapow!
Man. He gave it a Ryu kind of like uppercut.
Well, that's what I do to bees because people freak out when the bees are buzzing around their face and I just punch them.
Oh, man. I've never been stung, and so I do keep my distance.
Yeah, I also have a pretty healthy fear of bees and wasps because I've never been stung before either. But they love coming to my house. They love climbing up every which way but loose inside my roof.
I got stung by a wasp right on my thigh gap.
Ooh.
Oh, did it make it wider or narrower?
It made it narrower, turns out.
Okay, I would think, yeah.
You know, maybe if you were more sexy, it would have missed.
What?
If you had more of a gap.
Yeah, if you had more gap, it would have flown straight through like the Rock of Gibraltar.
Like a James Bond film. It would have narrowly made it through.
What I gotta do, Pilates?
As your thighs slowly close, the wasp turns sideways like the Millennium Falcon and just flies out.
To a rupturous explosion.
Yeah.
All right.
He flew into my pants. I was like 7, and I left my window open, and it flew into my dresser drawer.
Were you standing looking out the window with your pants billowing out?
And by window, do you mean your zipper?
I got out of the shower, and it flew in through the window, and it crawled into my dresser, and then it crawled into a pair of pants, and I put that exact pair of pants on.
That sounds premeditated, and by such definition, he's guilty of murder.
Who, me?
No, the bug.
Okay, thank God.
Attempted murder.
I thought you meant Chris was premeditating it, like he was doing a bit in case someone walked in.
My bee trap.
Yeah. There is.
I mean, I do fill my pants full of honey before I put them in the drawer.
I don't know if honey really attracts them.
Is that for bees or bears?
Oh, that's a good point. Mm. Which one is the gay guys with beards?
That's the bees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Queen bees.
If you're a gay bee.
Queen then, bees.
Oh, speaking of, I do want to read. Okay, hang on. Before we get there, I want to read an email. Before we get there, there were two things that I thought Baird mentioned. One is that Rob has ghosted. Number two is that you have done the opposite. Instead of being one less person in this room, you've added one person to the world.
I have. I made a little boy.
In the last
Arthur.
2 weeks.
Well, I can't take all the credit. My child did about at least 80% of it. Thank you. Thank you.
Please take a bow.
I'll take those applauses in writing, please.
Clap,
if you can write clap, 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 clap,
clap,
clap on a piece of paper.
And then send you the emojis. Yeah. Dave made a new baby.
A new baby.
Dave made a new baby.
Yeah, that's very 2018. Is a listen up. Dave made a new baby. That is all that matters.
Yeah, slap that on a tweet and throw it out there like a boomerang. Yeah, did that. The first 2 days, admittedly, are an absolute nightmare as he's waking up every 40 minutes and going, man, my stomach's the size of a marble. Fill it full of stuff.
And so you try and put a marble in there, and he's like, no!
No, it's not going to work, bro.
Yeah, let's give him a gumball every week.
Well, within 30 minutes, a gumball?
Yeah, one gumball every week.
I mean, he got in this mess by making a cumball.
You could probably.
So
that's why I call him. I wonder if you could give him a jawbreaker.
And he would just slowly digest that over the course of like a couple of months.
It lasts a whole week just dissolving, and then as long as he can breathe through his nose, he's fine.
A jawbreaker is probably enough calories for a little baby for a year.
All the bad ones.
Yeah, it's enough to give a baby diabetes.
Yeah, just feed it like pixie sticks and fun dip.
Oh, man. Who was it? I know two people that worked in horrible... it was Andy, right? Andy, who has the story about the woman that fed her baby donuts.
Sounds like it.
Oh, because he worked in CPS.
Yes.
Don't make this too depressing. Yes. He has some bad stories.
Explosum friend and former merchandise manager, Andy.
You make him sound like the guy from Resident Evil 4.
Sure.
What you buying?
Worked at CPS and would tell us these horrible stories about, like, I don't know why they're coming to take my baby. And then he'd get there, and the baby's been eating donuts and Gatorade.
Jesus Christ.
Like, little baby. Like,
yeah,
like
a balanced breakfast.
Six months old. Yeah, really little.
Well, I guess that's part of a chemically unbalanced breakfast. But
no, that's part of a chemically imbalanced baby and mother.
Was she cramming the food down its throat?
Eat it!
They don't...
Eat it, you fuck! That means she wants more donuts.
Bear claws, so you can just cram the whole thing. You don't have to rotate. Yeah.
That don't mean you want more donuts. That means he wants more chocolate ass donuts.
Damn it, Bertha. This baby won't stop crying.
Give it a donut. Put a fucking donut.
You
got to
put the
face.
Donut around the mother's nipple so the baby's.
Oh,
like...
no. Oh, no. Her nipples probably produce Gatorade.
Whoa, dude. Hey,
actually,
sign me up.
It'd be Powerade, I think.
If one had, like, Diet Coke. And one had regular. That might be all
I would like if one had, like, a fountain soda and then the other had ice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Crushed ice coming out of the nipples.
Yeah.
It's all I need.
The ice comes out of the... ice comes out of the pee spot.
No, I was going to say it's got to be crushed because you don't want cubed ice coming out of a nipple.
Gool. Breasts are very strange things during the formative months of a baby's life.
How so?
They get very sore.
Sure.
Kind of like blue balls, and you have to get
express them.
You have to express them in order for them not to.
Okay, well, just let us know if you need really to take painful. 5 to express your mammaries.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that happening to you right now. An interesting thing that
if I
happens.
Start leaking. Let me know.
That's the weird thing is that you have to be very supportive of your wife mate when when you are in a like a regular place and tit milk like shoots out of her body and destroys all of her clothing. And then you have to, like, give her your jacket or your shirt and say, I'm sorry this happened to you.
No, she leaks milk all over the floor, and I cover it with my Coke.
Yeah.
My coat.
Your coat.
In some chivalry.
You pour Coke on it and go, it's fine.
There you go. It's not milk. Just a puddle of Coke.
So what if your cover-up method was to make it seem less embarrassing but more gross? And so it's like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah,
I've leaked all over my shirt. And so then you throw a fountain Coke at her. Now no one will know.
We're in Starbucks, and she leaks all over the floor, and I immediately piss all over it.
Yeah, that's just my piss.
Nope, I just pissed everywhere. Kick me out.
I just had white diarrhea.
She needs to get her morning coffee, but I can leave.
Starbucks seems like a place where you might find milk on the floor.
Yeah, you could also go behind the counter and get a carton and then throw it near the puddle.
Yeah.
And then go, whoops. Guess they did it.
Well, no use crying over it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll never drink coffees here again.
I'm taking my business elsewhere.
I'm being natural.
This is a bad coffee place.
This is not a lie.
There is milk on the floor. What is this?
I don't know.
What a disgrace. Although, take your wife to Starbucks.
Please.
Get your coffee black. And then, I don't know, they charge like $50 for milk.
I mean,
right?
I have seen
it. So you can save money.
I've seen a video of that.
Does caffeine stay in the breast milk?
Yes, apparently.
There was, I think you still can't have it because you also can't like do speed or mess up the baby.
Yeah. You pretty much did the Godwin's law of fluids right there.
There was a video a long time ago on old internet where, you know how my impression of Europe is that in America, if you, like, took your boobs out at a restaurant or your dick, people would be like, oh, my God, call the cops. And in Europe, they'd be like,
you might be half right here.
What's all that? Ooh.
Wait.
What's going on here, then?
What's going on there? And then nobody loses their shit.
Is that your amalgamated European?
I was about to say, that's all of Europe, right? Yeah.
It's all of Europe mashed up.
Apparently, the cultural center of Europe is Birmingham.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. Hey, I'm from Europe.
It's all seals.
Bark, bark.
No, okay. So this video was people at a cafe in, I don't know, fucking Holland or something, somewhere that's sexually liberated. And when they would ask for milk, a woman would come over, take her tit out, and then squirt it in their cup.
I would say that's one of those special of places where, you know, the way you can be like, I want a cafe, but it's filled with cats. You know what I mean?
We tried like to go to one in Brooklyn or in Manhattan, and it was closed.
It was closed?
I wanted to go so bad.
I'm sorry to hear that. But I think it's one of those specialist things where it's like, I want coffee, but I like tits.
But no, it was like Hooters, no. It was a prank. That's the point.
What do you mean?
They weren't in on it. And so they'd be like, what? And then they would just like, I guess I got to drink it to be polite.
Oh, I thought you meant this was kind of like what the restaurant was just like.
No.
Oh.
Well, no. It was a cheeky prank amongst Europeans.
Yeah. I can definitely see that sort of thing happening. There was a very raunchy show in the mid-90s on Channel 4 in the UK. God, I forget the name of it. But it was basically your 12-year-old way of being able to watch breasts before going to bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are they presented?
There was this weird fella called Antoine Dagon.
Okay.
Someone can look this up.
Sounds weird.
That hosted it. And he would just kind of talk about here's a sexy lady dressed as a doctor. Anyway.
What?
He would just report on weird things. And
but
be
there'd
like,
be a tit occasionally.
It was raunchy stuff. So it was like, time for more sex.
For
the next 20 minutes.
I saw a European import show on a late night premium channel. So let's call it probably Cinemax or something.
Wait, it was called Eurotrash.
Okay.
So anyway.
So
putting that out there.
This was like the craziest shows from around the world. And it was on like Cinemax or Showtime. One of them was a UK show where they go up to audience members and like try and get them involved in showing their junk. And in one segment was, will you let us test your underwear for stuff, like to see what's in it for $500?
What do you mean what's in it?
So then they would, the guy,
$500
the
guy would get you far in Britain.
I don't know. The guy would stand up and take his underwear off and his dick would just be out. And then he would sit back down and they'd come back and go, oh, we found a lot in this.
Oh, that was the 10 o'clock news.
You go, feces, oh, and a little bit of semen. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry.
And what we have here, a French fry.
This is,
yeah.
I'm very nervous. And
oh, I found all
yeah, I just
things.
Did. I did all that when you asked me.
Yeah, exactly.
You said take off your underwear, and I went.
You ever get so nervous that you pre-cum? Goo.
Right before a test.
I was
all
definitely.
Right,
go ahead.
Pencils down. Goo.
This is just like last night when I didn't study enough.
Okay, everyone, bring their pens up to the table and leave them on the desk. And you can go home.
Their pens?
I will grade these tomorrow.
Yeah, imagine getting your underwear tested at school. God.
Oh, that would have been a war zone.
I was definitely in the generation where it's like, oh yeah, late night Cinemax or late night HBO, taxicab confessions.
Fuck yeah,
real
man.
Sex. Yeah.
Yeah, late night satellite TV over in Europe where you would flick over to channel 478 or whatever, and it's a girl immediately going, Aktonizish! 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 And she's twirling her titties
we
around like
that.
One
of those scrambled porns that I would like when I was a kid. We had a Playboy shopping channel.
What do you mean?
And but it was scrambled, so you would only hear it.
But
you could
hear
it perfectly.
What are you buying?
Well, this was pre-internet. This is like 92 or whatever, where people aren't buying things on the internet.
Sure.
And so I could hear two ladies going like, next up, we've got a big special surprise. It's 10 inches and it's silicone and it vibrates. Oh my God, are
it's
you
a
using
coffee
it?
Maker.
Yeah, it's a coffee maker. It's, yeah. But then you would hear him go, oh my God, are you using it right now? Oh my God. And they're like, yeah, I'm using it right.
The only
and
way like, you can get off now is if there's a severe snowfall and you're looking at a blizzard outside while listening to orgasm noises.
There's a bent tit. Squiggly.
Bent yeah. Oh,
the tit's slightly bent.
Baby.
Get it.
Squiggle your tit.
That's the 90s British nipples. They were like witch hats and they're all crooked.
You say 90s British nipples?
Yeah, they were like witch hats.
Why British nipples?
And, you know, we're talking about the show, aren't we?
I don't know.
Who knows
what?
Anymore?
That was a left out chapter of Harry Potter, was when they revealed that all British nipples look like witch hats.
Harry Potter and the, well, and the witch's tit.
Yeah, there was the late night buy dildos on TV thing.
Yeah.
And then there was, you know, all your standard scrambled porns.
Yes.
But then there was like also, eggs. Like Chris is saying, the
scrambled egg
porn over easy, porn over hard.
Moons over Miami.
But I feel like the stuff, like the non-scrambled stuff, like Taxi Cab Confessions and all that, put a really weird bent on what you thought, like, cool, sexy people were, because they were all really gross and old.
Oh,
and
like the guy
ugly.
With the mustache, who I forget the name of.
Well, it would be like a nudist colony where we also make bread. And so then it's just old people making
just
bread
friends.
With their...
Those pagans?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It was always a sexy idea with a really gross execution.
We go down to the beach, we take off all our clothes, we make a beautiful baguette, and then we put our dicks in it. Yeah.
That's the president of France.
During my wedding, I saw a bunch of people crowded around the TV, and I went to go see what they were watching in the cabin, and it was a Christian passion channel. Where
Pardon?
They were selling dildos and the like, but it was all
what?
Like Christ-based. Yeah.
What Passion are you saying? No, on television?
On television. That's right.
What?
Yep. I was as perplexed
more
as you
information.
Were.
More information. More information.
Yes, tell us all about this right now.
It was very much like they're selling like this this pink butt plug and things like that. And then they're
For
just,
Christ?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not relating.
Any other questions?
Well, I appreciate What I appreciate about
only questions.
What I appreciate about both your fake appendage stories is that
fake appendage.
That's the scientific way.
Is that an Irishism?
Oh, he's got a fake appendage in his dresser drawer.
He's got a big package, but he's got a fake appendage. You can tell the difference, you know,
oh
just by
God.
Looking at them.
Okay.
But Chris mentioned it was pink, and I think you said the one in your story was purple. So
I think I said silicone or squishy or something. I don't know if I went color.
I can think of candles right now.
I think that and solid black are like the most common colors for them, is what I
feel
say.
Like solid, and don't call me racist. I feel like solid black is intimidating.
Why?
Like black is midnight.
That's
looks,
pretty racist.
Is it?
Depend.
Maybe.
Do you mean for a butt plug?
No. Well, for any sex toy, I feel like it's alien. It's geeker-esque. It makes me think of
I get that.
Slime and aliens.
So
and
if you put
acid.
Too many on... you look like a tubular extraterrestrial.
Yes. If I'm wearing my suit of 900 dildos and they happen to be pitch black, oily black.
You look like a sea urchin.
can you imagine that pitch? Like in the first Alien, it's like, all right, we got 900 dildos. I'm going to glue them onto you to make you look like a scary monster.
Okay. Ew. Sounds good.
I'm out.
Sounds fun.
Pranked and yanked.
And then a horrible twist in the middle of the night. Someone stole 900 dildos. So they had to make
one,
do with what
right,
they had left,
one,
which was a garbage bag. And
it's going to come out of your rope. Mouth, and it's got teeth. All right. Sounds good.
I don't know, man. Yeah, it's hard. That's a hard sell, a dildo with teeth.
That was Giger's feedback, though. I was like, more dildos.
Put more dildos on its head.
Okay, what about this?
More dildos.
More dildos. Yeah. I want the bullets shaped like penises to be fired and to...
Is this our Giger impression?
I guess so.
That's Russian Giger.
All of our impressions
Giger
are bad.
Giger
didn't speak
high
English.
Up.
What was it?
He's high up in Europe. He's like not even
he's
not even
in
German.
Norway.
He's
the
in
highest
this
point of
place.
Europe.
Okay, so I mentioned an email.
Oh, man,
I actually
was about to say something.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to point out that it might be nice if you had a mohawk made of dicks on the alien to top it off.
Wait, why? Yeah. What for? How does that work?
Huh?
How would that work? Like headbanging, or
just put a bit of pepper on it.
If it
spice
came,
it up,
okay.
You know?
If it came up to you and it had all that, and you were like, "I'm scared," and then it shook its head side to side, and the dildos got kind of a centripetal motion going, where it was like some were going left, some were going right,
so it can distract you.
Yeah, like my lizard,
like
the gecko
lizard.
Will
yeah.
shake its tail to hypnotize its prey.
Okay,
the alien will shake its scalp of dildos, its headdress of dildos.
I feel like I would sit down. I would actually get down on a stool, put my hands on my laps, and just watch it for a while on my laps.
On my laps.
I would have a lapse of judgment.
Put your hands on your laps.
Please don't say laps.
Giger is
Relapse.
Is from where? Finland or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought he's Ukraine, Russia. I don't know.
We got an email.
I actually thought he was American, but of a certain background.
No.
Never mind.
We got an email where someone told me that my Scandinavian accent was pretty good, but my Finnish accent was all wrong.
Oh, dear.
And gave me polite.
You got tips?
And gave me YouTube videos to watch.
Right, go on then.
To learn more about doing a Finnish accent.
The one thing I learned about Finnish accents lately is because I've been watching a guitarist called Ola Englund. He's pretty funny. He says he cannot say the word three. Apparently they don't do that thing.
What?
In Finland. They don't. So he has to say like tree.
I climbed a tree.
And there was tree trees.
I counted one, two, three as I climbed into a tree.
Well, that's coming from an Irish person who's like, well, you know, one, two, three.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's coming from an Irish person, so immediately disregard my opinion. Obviously.
Okay, Theresa May.
Speaking of Irish opinions, Dave, I do want to put you on the spot.
I feel engaged.
I do want to put you on the spot and make you feel attacked.
Okay, I'm scared. I might do a pre-cum.
You last night. Oh, man, we're going to have to test those pants.
What you got?
Last night. Publicly. Uh-huh. Shamed your mother.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Are you dressing me down?
Yes.
Are you telling
For getting Facebook wrong.
Let me read this.
I want to hear both sides of it.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to ask you what your take was.
Chris, do you know what this is about?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm aware.
Okay. Please weigh in.
Why is everyone upset about this?
Because.
Is it because I called her an idiot?
Yes. We'll get to that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's also because maybe she was right, and there's nothing worse than telling an old person, you're dumb about technology, and then finding out they were right.
Right, but, well, there is nothing worse than that, I agree. But what you've done, actually, is come to a conclusion without carefully reading the text.
I'm giving you a chance to explain.
These days.
And I want to preface this by saying, I've experienced this myself, but I managed to cover it up and convince my mom she's wrong.
Okay.
Because in the one in a million chance that she was right about something on a computer, I'll go, that's not possible. But it is. I did it like this, and then this happened. And I said, that cannot happen.
My mom doesn't. Okay.
And then it did happen. And I'm like, you're wrong, and you're perceiving it incorrectly.
So you didn't call her an idiot, though?
You're an idiot.
Fucking moron.
All right.
You don't know what you're doing.
What's the situation?
This is so far away from what my mother should even care about. I don't think she really cares about Facebook a whole lot. But she probably has a lot of time on her hands.
Who are you to say?
She posted yesterday at 1:46 p.m.
Oh, that's specific.
Saying, I would like to thank friends for telling me how to do the bypass. What's the bypass?
Which immediately sounds like a cleanse. It sounds like a cleanse.
I was about to say, surgery. Yeah. Like, did she, you know when it's like, oh, I need heart surgery, but I need a bit of help from my friends on how to perform it? No, go to a doctor. Immediately. No,
I'll just
get
myself
a little help from my friends.
Anyway. No idea what the bypass is, but she said, well, I tried what so many have been putting down. I'm not sure what that means. Have people been like, she's like the crazy old man running through the village going, no, there's the bypass. And I'm going, you're a fucking wash up old man.
You don't
know anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, Belle's dead. You're just fucking crazy. But she says, I wonder where everybody had been. This is good to know. It's ridiculous to only have over 600 friends, which she doesn't, and only 25 are allowed to see my post. I ignored this post earlier, but it works. I have a whole new news feed. I'm seeing posts from people I haven't seen in years. I don't know why she cares about any of this, because I despise Facebook.
But it's not for you to say.
I've muted most people. No, this is just my opinion.
But let your mom have it the way she wants it.
If this is something she cares about, that's fine. But,
okay.
But here is the protocol.
The bypass.
That she
engage in bypass.
This is what she tried to do to fix it. Here's how to bypass the system Facebook now has in place that limits posts onto your news feed.
Oh, I didn't read this.
Their new algorithm chooses... See, here's where you went wrong and made bad assumptions. Their new algorithm chooses the same few people, about 25, who will read your posts. Therefore, hold your finger down anywhere in this post and copy will pop up. Click copy, then go to your page. Start a new post and put your finger anywhere in the blank field.
Oh, no.
Paste will pop up and click paste. This will bypass the system.
Oh, no.
If you are reading this message, do me a favor and leave a quick comment. A hello, a sticker, whatever you want, so you will appear in my newsfeed.
She's right. She's an idiot. You're right. She's an idiot.
Yeah, she's very self-deprecating.
Oh,
like
well.
That.
Oh, oh, well.
And what's really funny is my aunt gave her a like or an emoticon response
good
to this,
job.
Which was just an angry face going, as if she's sitting there going, oh, I've been fucked over by Zuckerberg as well.
Zuckerberg.
Oh, that absolute bastard. I'm going to do the copy paste thing.
Oh, I'm going to do a bypass on that bastard.
Can you imagine Zuckerberg going, no, they figured out my algorithm. Push the red button. But
moms versus Zuckerberg.
Mom, MF. Z.
Mac. Maz.
So.
All I could respond with is, you got tricked by a copy and paste message, you idiot.
Idiot. That's the harsh part, though. To call your aged, decrepit, sweet old mother an idiot. That's harsh, man.
No, this is the ultimate in old biddy Facebook, and I'm fed up of looking at it.
Parenthood
doesn't care about any of this shit.
Parenthood has not softened you at all.
It makes her look like a fool.
Are you saying now you're like, I've got a baby? And I'm not an idiot. And now I realize that you are.
That's exactly what's happening. Okay. It's the passion of the torch, really.
Passion of the torch.
Her flames burnt.
Okay.
And now I get to call her a fucking idiot.
The bad thing.
But she tries to respond with a little, like, funny comment going, I take after you then.
Fuck you, Dave.
I was like, no, fuck you, because this is actually stupid.
What if your mom said, you know what, Dave? I have always hated you. And this is it. This is it for you and me. The camel's back is busted.
I have had to put up
blocked
with your insolence for a very long time.
Unfollowed, blocked, number changed.
And you call me an idiot in front of my apparent over 600 friends that only 25. But mom,
Davey,
only 25 people can see it. It's okay.
Davey, I think we should see other families.
Yeah.
Jesus. Not more than 25 people could see it because I bypassed the system.
She did the bypass, Steve.
My mom will be the type of person.
I'm going to need a triple bypass after this. Huh?
Oh, my mom will be the type of person where she'll whip out a tablet wherever we are and try to airdrop something to me.
What do you mean?
Like she wants to show off how tech savvy she is.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I mean, it's not that she's hugely tech savvy, but, you know, she wants to be.
Yeah. My in-laws are about as tech-savvy as 60-year-olds get without being dangerous. So
like when they get control of like big lasers and they're going to blow up the moon.
Yeah. Weather machines and whatnot. So they can get their new phones and get them set up. They can get their new iPads and get them set up. But then like always are mad at them. And it's like, this damn thing never works the way it never works. And then I have to go, what specifically doesn't work? It never works. And I'm like, but what thing? And when you finally get down to it, it's like, I expect this behavior from messages that it is not designed to do. This is not part of its plan.
Well,
but I wish it was. And so it never works.
At least they can go home. You and I and Chris all know growing up that living around parents that aren't tech savvy, but will still decide to tell you what to do with your fucking computer is the most annoying thing ever.
I don't know that.
Where I'm like, look, this thing's slowing down. We might need.
You got to do the bypass, Dave.
It's thinking, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
I'll just leave it alone. It's thinking.
Give it a little kick.
Look, if you had to sit and think for half a minute, you wouldn't have someone boxing you around the head.
Wait, so yeah,
you
so
think
you're
faster.
In your mom's opinion, it's like you going over to your dad and going, do you want chicken or do you want biscuits for dinner?
And he's going, I've got to do a think about it.
And I slap him around the head.
Da!
Not thinking fast enough.
Dad, do you want chicken or biscuits? Da! Let him think, Davey! Let the poor man think, Davey!
I love that my dad's basically an abacus compared to a computer in all of this.
I mean, by
chicken or biscuits. Chicken or biscuits.
By your own description, that sounds he's a cabbage that can't decide what he wants for dinner.
A cabbage. A cabbage sounds like some sort of Mexican like urban myth.
No! Don't answer.
Are you kidding me?
Blame it on Rob.
Christmas season's still on, right? She might still be nice.
Stop breathing so fast, Stewie.
Pick it up.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, boys.
Hi! Happy New Year!
Pre-cum! How's it going?
Oh,
I got so scared I pre-cummed!
Oh. Wow, that is disgusting and aggressive.
I wonder why women have to legally stay away from us.
Exactly, me too.
I know, I'm bad.
Yep.
Is this why we're locked up in here?
I mean, one of the very, like, laundry list of reasons.
Is this why my pants are locked to my body?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because I would like to take them off.
No, they're stuck and crusted from all the pre-cums.
What do you need to take them off, though?
There's a padlock on my belt, Mrs. Explosive.
I know, but why do you need to take your pants off other than to be a
Because I peed down
creep?
My leg.
Well, that's fine.
I peed down my leg. I want to be a creep.
You don't smell yep. good to begin with, so it's not
I
like
want
you're...
to creep on Dave.
Oh,
what
wow.
do you mean? Wait, what?
I want to wake Dave up, and then he's like, ugh, and look, that there's my dick in his face, and I'm like, yeah.
We could arrange that. We could, actually. Okay, we'll talk
cool.
about that later. Anyway.
Why, yeah. Wait, why do you think that that's okay, but...
Because it harasses you.
Yeah,
it harasses
me. If somebody's, you know, tormented by it or frustrated or just, like, depressed, I'm mostly game for it.
It's good for you.
Yeah,
but balance is thrown off because Joel's actually having a good time with it.
Yeah,
that's
but
true.
Then
I guess
you have to figure out a way to make him miserable, and then it just...
Oh, never mind.
Well, I guess I'll suck his dick and make him real
oh,
sad.
Oh, my goodness. Well, man, you guys are
I would
really
hit that
here.
Because
yeah.
I'm so straight.
Yeah, we're both hitting this.
Well, maybe I should... Well, I mean, I don't want to subject you to women. But I
yeah,
don't
take
also
that, Mrs. Explosive.
Gay men.
I know.
Take that, Mrs. Explosive. What are we all fucking
we're the worst.
Happy all the
That'll
time?
Show you.
Hey, I have a question. Are we the last three or four straight white men in the world, and you've locked us up, and we don't realize that the white genocide has happened?
Oh, you know that we're going idea. Out of business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of all for it, actually.
What was that, Dave? What did you say?
I'm just saying, you know, the straight white man is depleting
yeah.
in the world.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
not doing so well. And I'm glad that you've kept us as the best examples of straight white men
yeah, you're...
in this little sort of museum of oddities.
Is that why school children?
Like an arc, you know, just like
yeah, is that why yeah. school children are always tapping on the window and going, what's
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, we get field trips and...
What are they yeah. doing?
And we're sniffing each other's locked pants.
Absolutely.
Does this smell like pre-cum?
Are you behind why there's the deficiency in sperm count?
No, but you know
yeah.
what? Whoever did that, I'm a really big fan of their work.
A commercial said that my testosterone's lower than my dad's, and his is lower than his dad's, because he was in the war.
Well, maybe you just aren't man enough. Didn't your dad tell
that's
you that?
What that's my problem!
I'm just saying.
Is there a graph that shows, like, a consistency between war and semen?
Is there a giraffe that shows that?
A giraffe?
Hey, speaking of giraffes, where's Rob? The Rob.
Speaking of giraffes.
That gross old giraffe.
A scorpion crawled up his butthole, and we have not seen him.
Oh,
he's very sick.
You haven't seen the scorpion, or you haven't seen the Rob?
Either. Both MIA.
Oh,
a scorpion fishhooked his asshole and goat-seed him.
Wow.
With no hands. God. And then he went, Heather, look, no hands.
You guys are getting yeah. creative in there. I'm really proud
well,
of you.
Well, hey, that's our job.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing a good job for you, Mrs. Explosive.
Speaking of which,
the right place.
Did you get the message, the memo?
No,
did you?
We never do.
Okay, so.
Was it written in fireworks on Happy New Year?
No,
was it test of our medal?
We've been playing it, like, while you guys sleep, we've been playing it on a very, very low volume in reverse.
All I hear is hisses and pops and clicks. That's unintelligible.
And we're trying a lot of new things here, okay?
It's like horror ambience, Mrs. Explosive. It's like
sorry.
It's like horror, like the stuff in the back of a movie where there's a lady under a bed.
Okay, Mark.
You gotta treat
it
like white noise.
Well, yeah. That technology.
I treat it like white noise. I go to sleep quite soundly if there's someone
oh,
under
you
my
hear.
Bed. When I was young, my dad used to have to crawl under my bed and sleep there so I could sleep soundly.
Did he just, like,
noises?
Scratch at the bottom of your,
and he
like,
just kind of scratch
your mattress and, like, click and tap and groan?
Oh, well.
Because I needed white noise.
I get that. That sounds great.
I don't know. I can say, I think I can say for all boys present, no, we did not get the men.
Yeah, it's a new year, and one of my first things that I wanted to do was to never look back, never listen backwards, you know?
Well, I know, but you
yeah,
could
I can't,
still
I can
think
only listen
forward.
To what's
I mean,
what do you mean, like?
When you get the
like,
assignment.
Listen to a Judas Priest album backwards?
I thought it was forward-thinking, personally.
Yeah.
I recorded everything Dave said for a day and played it backwards, and it went, Paul is dead. Paul is dead. I thought that was weird.
Oh, goodness.
Paul is dead. Yeah.
Let's see. We'll run some tests on him and figure out
please.
What the hell's wrong with that.
Run some tests on his underwear,
please.
Too,
weird
while you're there.
Brain and, yeah. yeah, and what's in that underwear? What do you got in there?
What am I hiding in my underpants?
Yeah.
That's a British show.
What am I hiding
Welcome
in
to What Am I Hiding in My Underpants?
What's Jeffrey got in his underpants? It's a dick and balls.
See, you guys have good ideas here and there. That's a great. That's
well,
brilliant.
Well, there you go. Bye.
No,
yeah.
sir.
That's
I don't
script.
Think so. I need something very specific. Very, very specific.
What,
okay,
what did
you
your memo
got?
Say?
I need a script where you guys are all scientists working on artificial intelligence inside of your lab.
Okay. Is this something that you're going to implement for the future?
I mean, maybe if it's a good idea, so probably not if it's coming from
are
you.
Are you planning on replacing us, Mrs. Explosive?
Oh, God, I hope
no,
so.
I could never replace you.
Okay,
you can try,
go,
though.
I think we got inside her heart.
Okay, here we go. Interior science lab.
Okay.
The near future.
Well, are you ready to unveil your new plan?
I'm almost ready.
I'm very excited. We've all gathered here today to see the startling conclusions you've made with all your experiments.
I'm so glad you're all here, and I'm so glad that everybody has come. And I'm so glad that all the scientists from around the world, and I'd like us, first of all...
All three of us.
All three. Well, no, there's actually a dozen. And I'd like for us to go around
the room.
Well,
they're all over there, though.
Yeah, well, everyone come close. I'd like us all.
You're just giving Future Animator a lot of problems, but yep. let's go on. Yep.
I'd like everyone to say where they're from, and then their area of scientific expertise. Of course, I am Dr. Ian Magoo, and I am an expert in artificial intelligence. All the way from Northern Ireland, of course.
Very, very lovely to meet you, Ian Magoo. My name's sure. Malcolm.
Malcolm. And
Malcolm Eggs.
Malcolm X, and you are from?
Malcolm X. You confuse them. I'm from Newcastle upon Tyne, okay. Originally.
You know, fight the power.
My accent's gone.
By any means necessary, fight the power, of course. Malcolm Eggs. Newcastle on Tyne sounds lovely. And what's your area of scientific expertise?
Legs.
Legs.
I like legs.
Perfect. Excellent.
Lovely legs.
So glad we've got you here. And then, of course, my colleague standing in front of me.
Chauncey Fingerling. I'm from Arizona.
Chauncey Fingerling. And you've got perhaps
Dr.
the most...
Dr. Chauncey Fingerling.
European name of all of us, but you're just from plain old Arizona.
Plain old That's Arizona. And I carry my gun.
Okay.
Well, are you implying that Arizona isn't... It's not exotic... To us, being from the Isles.
It's an absolute wasteland. It's a horrible place.
Have you been there?
It's hot.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to tell you about the last time I went to Arizona. Here we go. The whole place is on fire.
Everyone is screaming.
That's interesting.
Horrible. There's a scream right there. Oh, there goes another one.
I think that was the mayor. And that's what happened. Everybody burned to death, and I was the only one that made it out alive. Now, Dr. Fingerling,
that's what you get for raising Arizona, I suppose.
Oh, boy. Dr. Fingerling, what's your area of scientific expertise?
I was the scientist responsible for the chicken hawk.
Oh, my goodness. The hybrid between a chicken and a hawk that can eat itself.
As well as the tarantula hawk. It was pro bono.
If you don't mind, can I ask you later about its legs?
Its legs are... what property would you like to know?
No, we can leave it for later.
For your book.
Just how curvaceous they are.
My legs?
I've never seen a chicken hawk's legs.
A chicken hawk's
Obviously,
legs.
Dr. Eggs is writing his new book on legs. Legs by Dr. Eggs.
I see.
It's
a pull-out book.
He's doing one about small farm animals called green eggs on lambs.
I see.
And I will not eat them. But he says they're pretty good.
Did you get a grant for that?
I'm glad you spoke for me there, and he's talking about my work even though I'm in the room. Thank you very much.
I'm a fan. As I've called you all together, and I said there's dozens, I say let's just leave them all. Everybody else stand in the corner.
Okay, I'll stand back here. I don't believe in nothing. Okay, bye.
I'm about to talk to the fella about space.
Okay.
So if we'll just leave
they
all
They all seem like a friendly bunch.
Oh, it's a good bunch
Lively
of scientists.
Lively fellas.
Good scientists.
Anyway, let's... Look, we're all here for one reason.
That's true.
Let's... come on, then. What's in your...
We should get to it.
What have you got in your bag, then? Let's see this conclusion you've made.
Obviously. Okay.
After all your amazing scientific experiments.
Let me take off my backpack and just put it here on the table. Let me open it up.
A consummate professional, I see.
Here it comes.
Right.
All right.
Are you excited, Chaucy?
I'm very excited. Do you have any Star Trek lunchboxes in there?
First of all, let me give everybody a thermos full of soup.
Thank you.
There's one for you.
I do like soup.
One for you. Okay. I just want to make sure you're all fed and you got hot bellies.
Right.
Before you see this!
Whoa! My God!
Fuck me!
Obviously, you've never seen... A full artificial intelligent robot the size of what would fit in a backpack. And here he is right now.
Hello, little fella. You're a cute little fella, ain't you?
That's him right there.
Wubba wubba woo.
Does he talk?
He does actually talk. I suppose let me turn on his speech receptors.
Why are they not automatic?
Well, it's...
Is he very annoying?
It runs the battery down.
Right,
so,
okay.
Okay, here he goes. First, actually, if you would do the honors, Dr. Eggs... Poke him in the belly, and then give him a twist.
Give him a gentle rub.
Give him a twist on the nose.
Right, okay. Come on down here, you fella. Oh, all right, we got a rub on the belly, and then boom. Oh, you're lovely.
Ow.
Oh, he's a tickly little fella, isn't he?
Stop it. Fucking stop it. Stop.
Hello there. Stop. Oh, look at the little fella.
Hi. Hi.
Impressive.
Hi, everybody.
As you can see, he's fully articulated. And articulated.
Yeah, a ticklish robot. That's... the advancement involved in that. It's astounding.
Has he got tickly legs?
Now, Dr. Fingling and Dr. Eggs, the reason you're both here is experts of crossbreeding of hawks with things that ought not have wings, and an expert on legs things that ought not have legs.
We need to get this robot baby off the ground, I see.
I've got you both here. We're going to weaponize this robot baby, and we're going to sell it to the government. Now, which government, we don't know.
Saudi Arabia seem up for that kind of thing.
Highest bidder.
It's true.
That's right. I'm going to go to the highest bidder, and I'm going to kill everybody, and I'm going to do whatever you guys tell me to. I don't even care.
Oh, wow. He sounds just like a regular human being with thoughts and feelings.
That's right. A human being. He sounds exactly like one.
Right.
Now, the way that we got that is we put a GPS in his brain, and it had the James Earl Jones setting, but we turned it to the kid setting. And so he's like,
I've got a regular voice.
Well, can we hear the James Earl Jones setting for a second?
Let me do a quick click on the nose.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a regular human boy.
All right, let's go back to the other one then. Just want to demonstrate. It seems I appreciate that you can program it entirely through its nose.
Dr. Fingerling, would you like to hear any other voices it can do?
I'm curious if it's able to swear while still on the kid setting.
Absolutely. What kind of swears would you like to hear? Here, I'll tell you what. Let's do perfect. Perfect chance to test its artificial intelligence. Provoke it in a way that might give it a swear.
What should I call this robot baby?
Well, that's the first thing we have to decide is its name. Okay. We haven't named it yet.
Let's name it Little Bitch.
Okay, we'll call it Little Bitch.
Okay, Little Bitch.
The first...
Hey, don't call me that.
Say the N-word.
Naughty.
This robot's not working too well. He's got... I was looking for a different
word. Does seem to be malfunctioning.
Professor. Yeah, something's going wrong here.
I think he thinks you're the real Malcolm X. He doesn't know how you spell your name, and he's scared to say it in mixed company.
No, it's Malcolm X. Hang on, let me get down on my knees. It's all right. My name's Malcolm X, Malcolm X. You can say the N-word as much as you like. Go on, then.
You're saying I'm in a safe space to say the N-word?
Go on, then.
Scientifically speaking, yes.
You're surrounded by three white males in private.
And I don't want to make assumptions, but I think we're all straight white males. So, you know, there's really anything you can say is fine.
That's right. You're in the trust nest with all of us. And I really just want you to say the N-word. I think we all want that, don't we?
I don't know if I want it. I feel like that's a hard thing to do on my first day of self-awareness.
Go on, then. There's a whole world of people out there that would love... Look at all the scientists back there. Their mouths are gaping.
Say the N-word. I think it's fine.
If we're going to weaponize this baby, we're going to need it to say the N-word.
Of course. That is the most important thing, is you have to break its spirits and teach it to be evil before it can kill indiscriminately. And the way you do that, if you've ever seen that movie Artificial Intelligence by Steven Spielberg, you have to say the key phrases... in this case, to activate it, it's for him to say the key phrase, which is, of course, the N-word.
Okay.
So once it hears these phrases, it's locked permanently. So we have to really decide, as an international consortium on artificial intelligence, if we want an evil robot baby, or if we want...
I don't even know what I want to be yet.
Exactly.
We're playing God here, Professor. How do you feel about that? Is there any moral quandaries being cooked up in your brain?
Feels pretty good.
Say that N-word, you little bitch.
I'm not ready. I'm working up to it.
We haven't even chastised him yet. Bitch. Say the N-word, you little piece of shit.
Say it.
All right, now that...
You little donkey dick.
We do have to talk about the good words that would make him a good boy forever.
Cake.
No, cake is one of them, of course.
I don't think that'll weaponize it.
No, we're talking about the decision, whether or not it's a good weapon or a bad weapon.
Okay, if it's going to be a morally forthright... killing machine,
quandary.
So it can sit there and feel bad about it.
Oh, yes, I should have established this is only a killing machine.
Okay. I just want to kill. I have knives for arms.
All right,
but what's
to be functioning?
Point in using nice words, then?
If
he's only going to kill stuff.
That's why we're scientists.
Right.
So we've got cake, and then weirdly enough, it is the N-word six more times.
Okay, so this is like a keypad, but instead of numbers, it's words.
Words.
Yeah, instead of it's more of a Mortal Kombat secret password,
that's
isn't
right.
it?
That's right, Toasty, if you will. Right. It's a bit of a noob sabat, if you will.
Well, I think as scientists...
What are you guys gonna do to me?
Well, we're about to come to that conclusion, you little bitch.
Hey, God, that guy, bitch, you're a little bitch!
These guys are making me mad.
Okay,
listen to
me. I feel like I want to say a naughty word.
Let's do a quick vote and decide if we want to make him nice and lovely if he's going to be horrible and the worst thing ever.
Dr. Eggs, who's obsessed with legs.
Aye.
How do you vote for a naughty boy or a good boy?
You know, I don't think I could go to sleep at night having a little fellow running around saying the N-word.
Well, he's got to say it either way.
I suppose you're right.
I feel like I'm just delaying the inevitable.
That. Right. But, you know, if he's nice to people, he might be able to make up for it in some way.
Oh, you think so? Okay. Are you voting moral?
That's the way I'm swinging. I'm
good boy. That's one vote, good boy. Dr. Chauncey Fingerling, Phoenix, Arizona. How, with all of your expertise on chicken hawks, tarantula hawks, tiger hawks, platypus hawks, June bug spiders.
Yes.
And all the other horrors that you made.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. You're obviously, I've read all your works.
Centipede Dragonflies.
I've read that one. I've read the one where you took a dog and gave it 200 legs.
Ah, yes.
And it just rolled around on the floor.
Oh, I read that one too.
And I read the paper about how you took a real baby and then put its legs in its eye holes and it walked on its face.
Yes, Dr. Eggs was sent, that's how we met. He sent me a letter of congratulations from
that's
that
true, experiment. It does combine both your loves.
And he sent me a signed copy of the Dogs with Legs book.
That's right.
And he sent you a signed copy of the Dog with the Legs.
Okay, with our quandary here.
Oh, there he is. Good boy. Good boy.
Good boy.
Off you go then.
I want to pet the dog. Ah, he's dead.
Yes,
that's
right.
What
it's
happens when you flow on a dog. They last a couple of milliseconds.
So.
Right.
Dr. Fingerling, and it happens every time. Happens every time. How do you vote? Do you vote for a good boy robot killing machine or a bad boy inward saying robot killing machine?
Interesting. Well, I don't think I can sleep at night if this little robot baby couldn't also sleep at night. So I would like it to be a good boy that feels bad when it kills everything.
Oh, that's an interesting turn.
Oh, no, Doctor. Me and you are seeing different ends of the same burger.
I just think it'd be the most efficient way for me to get off.
Okay, so remorse. You want remorse for this killing machine, I see.
Yes.
That means it's up to him. Now, all these guys in the back, if you could just shout your vote, just all at the same time, 1, 2, 3. It's cake.
Cake, yes.
That was for the good boys.
Okay. Cake, okay.
I feel like if I count up, let me get my abacus. Okay, it looks a lot like your dad, Dr. Eggs. If I could just...
My dad's an abacus, yep. I'm a fella...
Smells like cabbage. Let me just flip through the beads. All right, it seems like we have an overwhelming majority for an honest good boy killing machine that feels really bad when he kills people.
Oh, the Saudis aren't going to want that.
Yes!
Okay, so, unfortunately... unless we come up with something else right now, we're all going to have to chant the N-word about a half dozen times.
Why is that?
Because that was still on the list of words. I'll just refresh your memory. It was cake, a different C word.
Can't we do some sort of direct input rather than an audible one?
Is it important that I tell you about the backup button?
Yes, it is very important.
There's a backup button. There's a backup button straight up his pee hole.
Right. Okay.
And if you can get like a clothespin... or a paperclip.
Is he, the Saudis is are really not going to like that.
Dr. Fingerling, I feel like you're the only one with the expertise grafting all these legs and the only one who has the scientific experience to put something straight up a wee dick. Just give it a poke with this paperclip.
I don't know. I'm not sure if this is for science anymore.
Hey, what are you doing? Ow.
Don't look me in the eye while I do this, okay? Oh,
well, are you my dad? What are you doing? Ow!
All right.
This doesn't tickle. This doesn't tickle at all.
Okay. It's
it needs a bit more of a shove, doctor. Bit more
do
of
I
a shove.
Do I have it upside down? Hold on.
Oh!
Sorry, you little bitch.
I wish you wouldn't call me that, you fucker. But I did finally curse.
Hey, what do you know? Success.
Hey, did a curse.
Hey.
All right. Now, gentlemen, I should tell you. This experiment has gone exactly according to plan.
What do you mean?
Are you sure about that?
Yes, because you, my colleagues, are the experiment. And this is just a regular baby boy. It's not a robot at all.
My God.
Jesus fucking Christ.
This is entrapment. This isn't scientifically possible.
You just
made look
him.
Over there. There's a camera. And there's a camera. And all these guys back here, they're the audience.
Hey, oh, the rice is big.
I don't know how I'm going to explain this to my wife back in Arizona.
Well, it's robot wife.
It's actually, we're all part of a British late night show where they trick scientists into fiddling with boys' dicks. And you've all won.
Yay!
You've all won.
Way.
The great. Everybody, 3, 2, 1, chant the N-word. 3, 2, 1.
All right.
The end. Forever.
Man.
It's over. It's Ooh, over.
That was a whirlwind.
Oh boy.
That was a sci-fi thriller, you know.
It was like that Netflix movie where you choose your own adventure, except it was every possible ending all at once.
Wow, no, it was nothing like that.
No, it was.
What do you think it was like?
I'm not a sci-fi fan, but I am a fan of scientists who are like making dogs with hundreds
Fine.
Of legs. That's great. I
was
love
about
that.
To say, I don't like science fiction, but I want you to write something about three scientists.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to not like your script today. I was just in the mood.
But you like the body horror, huh?
I like the horror
you
body
did.
Horror.
You liked the Cronenberginess of it.
So do you think that you could sell this, Mrs. E?
To YouTube?
I think I'm going to line my snake cage with it is what I'm going to do.
YouTube Red will take it.
Doesn't even exist anymore, Dave.
Does it not?
No.
Man, I'm so 2018.
Oh, that is so 2018.
Well,
all right, Mrs. E, I hope you liked it. I tried hard.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, I'll
God damn it.
I'll take my letter of being fired, you know,
your letter of resignation.
I'll take that via memo, please.
The more you want it, the further away it gets from you.
You can't fire us via ghosty sounds in the bed?
No.
I would like that, actually. That sends me to sleep at night.
We have a few more experiments to be running on you, by the way. So, if you guys could try your hardest to sleep with your eyes open tonight, that would be wonderful. Okay. All right.
I had a scorpion holding one of my eyes open.
Oh, that's perfect.
Last night.
Was it? Oh.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hang up. Mm-hmm. Hang up. Oh, thank God.
It's like SCP containment unit where she's throwing new things into our cell.
That's true.
See what happens, you know?
This is like the Russian prison experiment. What was it called?
It's called Wakey Wakey Eggs and Bakey.
Remember that? Do you ever read about that creepypasta about the Russians?
The skeleton boys that hang around and bang their heads against the wall.
Yeah, they don't want to be set free.
No, but they were kept awake for like 6 days.
Yeah, they're like, don't let us go.
We don't want to go.
We want to stay here and have fun.
It is a lot like that.
The gas running.
Okay. Guys, I feel like we did it. I don't know what it is.
You mean mostly?
Or why?
I feel nothing anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I'm hollow inside emotionally.
I'm not sure what the motivation was. Was it to create the perfect killing machine or the perfect little man?
No, I think it was if scientists would put things up a little boy's dick just because someone else told them
to. See how far they'll go for science. I think it's a job well done. Pat on the back, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Pats all around.
Pass them around, yeah.
Hey, let's do boy pets.
Pat on the dick.
Boy pets.
Pet.
Ow.
Very nice.
You petted me too hard.
Anyway.
That should be it. I think
we
should stop.
Can I go back to bed now?
Can you go back to dad now?
Dead?
Going to be a dad?
Is it being dead?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, happy birthday to Rob and happy birthday to Dave's
Who?
Infant.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
It's a bit late now, buddy. Could have sent that a couple of weeks. Could have really used that a couple of weeks ago.
When he was being born, you looked at your phone to see if Chris texted you.
Wrote on my Facebook
During the whole labor.
Where is that Chris Wilson?
Where is Chris?
Where is he?
He's meant to wish my wee boy a happy welcome into this sodden earth.
I think a funny joke would be is if you had named your kid after Rob, and he was like, Dave, oh my God. And you're like, it's after you, buddy.
That is so nice.
And then, but then you were like, oh, my little bitch son, Rob, just like every Rob I ever knew. A real piece of shit. Oh, God. His little dick's leaking all over the place. His ass is full of shit.
A lifetime of abuse for my son
just to troll
annoy Rob a little
just
bit.
Just annoy him slightly.
Yeah, I was going to use the word troll as well, but I thought better against it.
Yeah, did that scene feel like you were reliving the birth experience? Did you have to do all that?
Shutting the N-word at my son before he's even exited the canal.
Yeah, well, I mean.
You said, boy, come to the sound of your paw doing an N-word.
And he walks straight towards it.
Hello,
that's a
father.
Bad omen. If he tries to climb further inside, then you know he's a good boy.
Hello, father. I heard your N-word, and I wanted to be a part of this.
Father?
Father!
I heard the N-word, father.
All right, we should go away for good.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
This is the second one of these in 2019, and I say it should be the last, and we should all run away.
I think this is going to be a better year.
You think?
For us
it's not starting that way.
You don't think so?
Yeah. I think
you're not feeling it, Chris.
I think our moral depravity has gone to a lower level.
I don't know. I really expected some good reactions from you with having to stick a thing in a dick, but nope. You gave me the cold shoulder.
What do you mean? I don't know. I was thoroughly creeped.
I know, but I wanted to hear it. I wanted to see it in your veins.
I got chills. Look. Still. Got chills.
They're multiplying. Okay.
Great note.
We should go away. We should tell you if you enjoy a podcast, if you enjoy animated shorts, enjoy comics, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/cyanide_ happiness.
Yep.
No further underscores. You can follow Here's an Idea Pod on Twitter. Please delete your Twitter in 2019. We have to make it stop. Then there's Dave.
Hiya.
And where did he go?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter.
Go to Instagram.
Or at my house.
Let's only do Instagram anymore.
Instagram. Search my name on Instagram. Uh-huh. Dave Micklefedri.
Sure.
Instagram is pure. I get to put up little pictures of babies and cats.
That's true.
Much more interesting.
I get to take
Twitter.
I get to take away pictures of babies and cats.
Save them.
I'm Hijinks and Sue on Instagram and other places. Chris, what about you?
I'm Chris Explosum on Instagram.
Everyone should heart up Rob. Rob Explosum on Instagram. He doesn't really participate there, but it's his birthday. So bother him. Tell him good birthday on Twitter.
Yeah, dox him. Send him some spankings.
Yeah, please go SWAT Rob. If you can.
SWAT him on the bottom.
On his birthday. And then for us boys, these Explosum few, these happy boys, these princes of New England, we say good night, farewell.
I do have one question.
I'll feed his
name.
Sorry, go ahead.
Do you think you could ring up the local coppers and be like, I need you to birthday SWAT my mate? But they come in and bust his ass for a bit and then bring him out cake and go, only joking.
Oh, just a big joke.
Just have it be cop strippers in your set.
Bit of a laugh. Oh, yeah, I guess so. Being swatted by cop strippers would be something.
SWAT strippers.
Okay. I know we don't have time to plan this for this year, but for next year, if we can round up strippers from all over the country that look a lot like Rob and then send them to him.
This is
on
for
his
your
birthday,
Joel.
What now? No, it's for Rob to be freaked out.
It's going
to
look like a Skynet processing plant making little meat Robs.
He'd be so turned on. That's the thing. It's like, oh, it's me, but they're so hot.
And there's loads of them.
Joel's prank idea is getting a bunch of people that look like Rob to dance on Joel and have Rob watch.
No, to dance on Rob!
I'm not buying it.
I love it.
I was actually asking you to buy it, though, because I don't think I can afford that many strippers, so I was going to company card it.
Yeah.
I was really hoping we could company card it.
I got some singles.
A lot of flights as well. Okay. I got a few dollars, yeah.
All right. For all of us at the Boy Town, we say goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
We love you. Mwah. We love 2019. Inward. Zedward. Bye.
Here's an Idea is an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. Explosum.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.